Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, this is great because it really represents the local area of Western Sydney.
Yes.
And this play, it won the book won Prime Minister's Young Adult Literacy Award. And it's sort of like a poetic description of the Parramatta, Granville, Harris Park region through the eyes of a 15-year-old coping with the grief of losing his brother. Now, what drew you to this book, and can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, certainly. I grew up in the Greater West and in Ingleburn, or as us locals like to call it, the Burn.
Oh, yeah.
And what drew me to this was I was actually directed a show in Los Angeles, the Australian Theatre Company, and Wayne Harrison, who's the co-director here, he saw my show over there and asked me if I'd be interested in working with the theatre company of Parramatta, the National Theatre of Parramatta.
Yeah.
Which I said I'd be delighted to come back and do that. And then they presented this local story written by Felicity Castagna, who's a Parramatta local herself. So that's how it all came about. That's what drew me to it. What drew me was a Wayne Harrison, number one. Number two was a Parramatta story, a Western story told by a Westie herself.
Well, that's it.
I've never had the privilege of seeing anything like this or reading or knowing.
When did you first read the book?
I first read the book just when it was offered earlier this year in January.
Ah, okay. And could you relate to it? Was there anything that sort of resonated with your own experiences?
lots and lots, actually. The driving down Church Street, the whole cruising. I remember when I was growing up, we had family friends who were my age who had cars, and it would all be about coming to Parramatta to go cruising and the boys doing the legal drag racing and, you know, driving fast,
getting
into all of that culture. At school, you know, I went to school in Strathfield, but we had the group, the Italians, the Lebs and the Asians and, everyone was in their little ethnic group.
I was going to ask about
exactly the same.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that as well. I guess a lot of the media coverage of Western Sydney, some of unfortunate, is bound around stereotypes. And a lot of people who watch Current Affair or read Daily Telegraph assume there's like gang violence around, you know, Western Sydney, or you know, but there is a great harmonious mix of cultures that maybe people don't realise out there. Do you think that maybe this work will sort of help tackle that bad perception that people have of Western Sydney?
Yes, it's funny because that's actually there's a moment in it about the stereotype of what everyone has of the Western suburbs, you know, violence and the segregation, all those type of things. So that actually gets mentioned in the play. But ultimately you'll find with this story that Parramatta is a diverse community, and it's only through the community that the family get through their grief with the use of each other, which is particular to this area as well.
And I love that there's some real good references in the book from Parramatta, including North Parramatta Maccas, the Parramatta War Memorial Pool, which is going to be demolished, I think, for the new stadium. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It's already gone down.
It's already gone.
There's a homage to that with us in this play, in this play that we have with the pool.
I'm really torn. I'm a Parramatta Eels fan. And so when I knew they were going to build a new stadium, I was like, oh, that's great. And then when they said they're going to demolish the pool, I was like, oh.
You know, I just saw my family on the weekend, and my cousin has a hair salon here in Parramatta.
Right.
A few. And I mentioned that we talk about, you know, we have the pool in it. And she goes, oh, my God, that was such a big thing for us.
Yeah.
No one's pleased about that one being torn down. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
It was like when I remember for me when Liverpool Pool got torn down. It was the same thing. It was heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
And childhood memories.
Yeah, so many memories of these places. I remember Liverpool Pool as well, yeah.
Yeah, and then the tower, the big tower. It was like, no, not the tower.
Fantastic. Now, it seems really appropriate that such a play is going to premiere at the Riverside Theatre, which for decades now has been providing Western Sydney audiences with a great location for theatre and the arts. Are you really excited to stage it there for the first time?
I am. Like I said, when I was doing that job with Australian Theatre Company in Los Angeles, when Wayne asked me to come out here to work for the National Theatre of Parramatta, you know, in my area, for a company dedicated to its stories, I'm so excited. I jumped on that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It sounds like the sort of performance as well, which is going to appeal to people of all ages. Do you think it's sort of, you know, is it great for parents to bring their high school children along to?
It would be great for high school students to come along. Yeah, we do have a couple of performances just for schools as well.
Oh, great.
It's great. It's definitely for all ages, from teenagers and adults. Mm-hmm. Definitely. 100%, as they say.
Yeah, for sure. And has Felicity Castagna, the novel writer, has she been involved in the...
Very much. In March, we had a week of development with Felicity, and she's been working with Wayne for a while on this, and then she's in the rehearsal rooms with us.
Oh, great.
Working on it, so it's been great having her around.
Really hands-on then.
Yeah, great. It's been very exciting.
Well,
she's really lovely and very open and understanding what's needed. To, you know, it's different writing the novel compared to writing dramatic work. So she's been really excellent and gracious with us.
Fantastic.
In the development.
So you must be all rehearsed up, ready to go. There's only a week till opening?
There's only a week to opening. Yes, we have an extraordinary set, and what we're doing with the theatre, we're changing around the theatre space inside the Lennox Theatre at Riverside, using it in a whole new way.
Okay.
It's going to be quite big. You know, Wayne's biggest show is on Vegas right now, so this is going to be a lot more spectacular than normal for Riverside.
Awesome. Oh, sounds fantastic. Hey, so people can jump on to riversideparramatta.com.au and click through to The Incredible Here and Now and buy tickets. And there's a whole bunch of times as well. There's matinee performances on the weekends and also sort of during the days, which I guess is good for school students as well. But yeah, check it out. It looks fantastic.
Yes, come on down and then get some charcoal chicken.
Yes. Oh, yeah, just try to kick on down to Church Street and grab some food as well. Perfect.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for joining us here at 2LCR today.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thanks you very much. That's Jennifer Soldatic right there, the co-director of The Incredible Here and Now, which is debuting at Riverside Parramatta just next week. It starts next Thursday. Like I say, jump onto riversideparramatta.com.au to check that one out.